This is one of my favorite topics because I've never heard anybody talk about it before. And it's a really cool, I think, probably growing area of law practice for those of us who are involved in the insurance game. I don't want to say that public adjusters are a scourge on humanity, but so I'm not going to say that. But I will say that the subject of public adjusting is something that defense lawyers and plaintiffs lawyers can kind of agree on, so we can kind of have this big tent sort of love fest about it. I also want to say very clearly that there are some public adjusters who are really outstanding. And like anything else, you know, there are lawyers who are great and lawyers who are not so good. And likewise, there are public adjusters who are great and public adjusters who are not so good. And like lawyers, public adjusters tend to make mistakes because they're more interested in just signing up the business. It looks good, and so they don't worry as much about the details as they do about just getting the claim so that they can start working on it and make some money. And I find in my practice and in my experience, the same thing happens to lawyers, really just about anybody else, architects, engineers. The architect sees some building that looks like it's going to make them a big commission. Hey, I'll design that building. And then when you get down in the weeds, you're going, oh, man, I forgot about this and I forgot about that. Adjusters have been licensed in the state of Texas, and by this I'm talking about insurance adjusters, company adjusters, have been licensed in Texas for decades. What's changed is that public adjusters now are required to be licensed by Chapter 4102 of the insurance code that was added by the legislature in 2005. Prior to 2005, there were people in Texas who described themselves as public adjusters.